boy, we got a lot of great stuff to get to on the program here today. Coming up in just a few moments, think that 401k balance is all yours? Well, think again. We'll tell you how often folks expect one number, only to find out it's a lot less than they expected. Plus, Tom's going to tell you how he can help you turn those retirement assets into a dependable monthly income stream. That and so much more. But first things first, we say hello to the man of the hour, the star of the show, and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, great to see you, my friend. How are you today?
Hey. It's great to see you. Good morning. I'm doing great. So, you know, it's in between the ears here. You got to be positive. I'm positive and I'm ready to roll. So got a lot to get into. I know we talked about just before we came on the topics we're going to cover. We're going to cover a lot.
Yeah, we are.
As always.
So, Tom, let's dive right into it, man, because we do have a lot to cover. Sure. And I got to, right off the top, I got to ask you. I've got a 10 and a 5-year-old. You don't have, you're in a different situation than I am. You don't have the kids with all the sweets and the snacks around the house.
Yeah.
But are you an Oreos fan by chance?
My response to that is, who isn't?
That's right.
That's my opinion.
Man, if I had a dollar for every time the kids asked for the double stuff when we went down the cookie aisle at the grocery store, I'd have a lot of dollars. I can just tell you that. But the reason I bring that up, Tom, when you hear double stuff, it kind of sets the expectation that you're going to get twice the amount of filling in those Oreos. But believe it or not, many years ago, a math class at a New York high school put it to the test, only to find out that those double stuffs found about 7% short of actually being double. So again, you have an expectation and it's really a little bit different than what you were looking at. And that's kind of like our retirement accounts and taxes, isn't it? You expect one number only to find out Uncle Sam is going to take a little bit off the top, right?
Yeah, it's always a little deeper than we think. And, you know, I always say, look, if you look at your retirement, just look at your 401k plan and you say, hey, it's up. You know, there was a recent article that said we have many more 401k millionaires. You look at any of these retirement accounts, please don't get mad. Don't shoot the messenger. But if I told you, take a look at that value and now subtract 20 or 30%, how do you feel? Yeah. And so, you know, this is just the reality of it. Every penny is taxable. We talk about this as part of your planning. Now, look, I'm an investment advisor rep. That means we do active portfolio management. I think we do a really good job at it. You know, but that's not a retirement plan. So we take a look at every aspect. Taxes are integral to what we do. And that's really what you want to find out if that's something you're looking for. Again, I've talked about this before. I come across this very often. I talk with individuals and they say, look, I've talked to someone I'm working with and he says, talk to my accountant. And then my accountant says, well, talk to them. And there's just no communication. And then what happens? I've talked about the issues with, and we're going to give some ideas here, but when you think about it, I've talked about the issues with the problems with large IRAs. Number one, I just mentioned the first. Every penny in there is taxable, okay? Number one, you have required minimum distributions. I just had a meeting on that, which means at some point, whether you want to or not, you have to pull money out of that. It may not be at the best time. You have to pay the taxes on it, you know, whatever that is. You're a partner. I've given the example before. Look, if you need $30,000 out of your retirement account, let's just use a 25% effective tax bracket to keep it simple, you have to pull out 40 to net 30. 10,000 of that is gone. And so when we talk about taxes, that's money that's gone for a lifetime. It will never grow in your account. It will never be available for you for your retirement, and it will never go to your children. The other problems with the IRAs and the 401ks, look, I'm a fan of putting money away. Please don't get me wrong. But, you know, I mentioned the required minimum distributions. If you're married and you pass away, it doesn't go down. Your spouse still has to take out that same amount. We call that the widow's penalty. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah. And it could be in a higher tax bracket because they're filing individuals, you know, more money. And it also impacts your Social Security. I don't want to keep going here, but keep in mind, too, to the extent you don't go through that money, now we have another problem with the large IRAs. Your children are going to pay tax on it. It potentially their highest taxes and maybe give another 30% or more away. So, again, and there's more things we can get into this. This is why when I hear that, hey, you know, you're not getting this advice, kind of baffles me. In fact, I encourage people to bring in their tax returns because I want them to understand, look, you're in a 22% or a 24% marginal tax bracket. I'll give an example why these things are important, but I want you to understand those things. I'll give a couple quick ideas here because I want to give actionable items as we talked about, Kevin. But, you know, this week, I had clients come in. Guess what? They came in with two checks for their Roth IRAs. And I had another meeting prior to that this week. They were not clients. Now, keep in mind, this year, 8,600 per person per year. If you're 50 or over, it's $7,500. If you're under age 50, you can put money into a Roth IRA. What's unique about this, and I know probably maybe some people are saying, okay, Tom, we got it. I'm repeating it, but I'm going to keep repeating it until April 15th, Kevin. Look, you have until April 15th to do 2025 Roth contributions. I have spoken with multiple people. You would think, oh, yeah, everybody knows about that. No, they don't. And so I've opened up, I have someone coming in next week where we're opening up Roth IRAs. They have no Roth IRAs. Guess what? We're going to put 2025 and 2026 contributions into them for each of them. And so that's $8,000 for last year, $8,600 for this year. It's going to be over $32,000 they will now have, actually over $33,000 in tax-free accounts for the rest of their lives. They had zero when they started. They just came. We just sat down with them the other day. And guess what? They can do it next year. They can do the next year. We're going to talk about 401ks coming up, Kevin. There's a lot to talk about with those two. You know, when we go back to these problems I just talked about, when you look at your Roth IRA, you don't have to deduct 20 or 30%. It's 100% yours, number one. Number two, there is no widow's penalty. There are no RMDs. So not only are there no required minimum distributions, again, there's no widow's penalty for those that are married because, or widower penalty, if you want to use that too, even though men typically go first. but there's no widow's penalty because it's tax-free to your spouse. Oh, yeah, but to the children, it's tax-free again. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't tax your Social Security again. I don't want to keep beating this, but this is so critical to planning. And I just had a meeting again with Roth Conversions. I talked to an individual. Remember marginal tax brackets I mentioned? We looked at his tax brackets. He has significant money. He's done a terrific job. You know, we're talking about millions of dollars in the IRA. His required distribution is going to be very big, and it's even going to be worse to his spouse. So he said, do you think I should do, what do you think? And I said, well, let's take a look at it. You're in a 24%, a 22 and a 24% tax bracket. You could move a significant amount in these brackets. The next one's 32, so we want to stay away from that. He said, what do you think? I said, I think you should do it. Now, that's an opinion, but you're going to take it out down the road. What do you accomplish by doing the conversions? This is separate from the contributions I just mentioned, and we haven't even gotten into 401ks. But I said, you're going to move money at 22 to 24% to never pay tax on it the rest of your life. There are no required minimum distributions for you or to your spouse. There's no tax to your children, income tax on this as well. And you've reduced your RMDs in the future on the balance of your account. Should you do it? Yeah, that's why you should do it. So I back up the things I say with opinion. Look, we can get into all kinds of stuff, Kevin. We talked about the information that's available on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. There's all kinds of reports you can download on getting to tax-free, on understanding your taxes, taking control of your taxes in another report. Or better yet, for those of you that want help on this, like, should I do a Roth conversion? As this individual, we had this conversation, we met. What should I be doing? Should I be making Roth contributions? If you have 401ks, how should we be dealing with those? And how can I start getting taxes into my overall planning? We'll look at the overall plan, of course. But if you have these questions and you're not getting the answers, because strategic tax planning is critical to your retirement planning. It just is. I'm sorry. So, again, if you want to take advantage of this, give us a call. There's no cost or obligation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can schedule a time. We'll sit down and we'll go through this. You'll walk out of here knowing. We'll remove some of this uncertainty. And now you can start doing what I like to call forward tax planning. Again, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, select the retirement roadmap button, and get on my calendar.
630-864-6711 is the number. 630-864-6711. So, Tom, I know we talk a lot about 401ks, but the question becomes, what happens to those 401ks when people retire? Saw a recent study from Vanguard, and it says within 5 years, 52% of folks roll their money into their own IRA. Another third will cash them out, and only 17% will stay in the plan. So, Tom, talk to our listeners. Give them maybe some of the ups and downs of keeping your money with your current 401k provider while you are now into that next stage, which we call retirement.
Yeah, 401ks, you know, there's over, I think it was 125 million. The numbers are somewhere between 125 million, 130 million people participate in 401ks. And these can be one of the biggest parts of anyone's plan. You know, we talk about systematic contributions. We can go a couple of different directions on this. We'll talk a little bit about what happens when you retire. And we've had this conversation before. Kevin, about, and I've quoted Capitalized, they say, you know, there's 31 million old 401ks left there by job changers that are sitting there. There's a number of issues here when we leave them, and it's over 1.6 trillion, I think was the number. Pretty big number. But the point is, what happens when you leave your old 401k there? Number one is, right away, I can just say, you lose sight of it typically, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're getting two statements or three statements. You have to go to different websites. You're not really tracking it. That in itself is problematic, right? There's portability, what we call portability, which means you can move that 401k to an existing IRA. And so if you have an IRA and you want to move it in, you can move it to your existing 401k. Let me just clarify that too. If you're still working or you're at another place, but we're talking about retirees, you can move it to your own IRA. You want to do what's called a direct transfer. It is a non-taxable event. It's still treated the same way from a tax standpoint, tax deferred. But this is something we need to really get on because, you know, when was the last time you called your 401k provider? How was that? Did you enjoy being on the phone for a half hour dealing with somebody there and really not? So it's also not only getting organized. You hear us talk about and stress financial organization, but it's also taking ownership, what I would say, of it. Number one. Number two, there's what's called limited. Well, the other issue is to keep it in there. You have a limited investment menu. You just do. Not that it's bad, but you're limited and restricted to whatever the plan lineup is. You have thousands of options outside of there. Do you want to buy an individual stock, right? If you say, hey, I want to own Amazon, typically you can in your 401k. I want to own gold, Bitcoin, whatever it might be. I want to have a sector fund because I think technology is going to do well, or healthcare. You can buy sector funds. You can, again, you just have this whole availability of investment options. The other thing is it's easier to coordinate tax strategies. You want to start doing Roth conversions, taking money out of the IRA to the Roth. You can do it at the same institution if you have a Fidelity account. By the way, if you want to open a Fidelity IRA, guess what? You can do it, as I've said, sitting. You can have your bathrobe on, your slippers, a cup of coffee, sitting at your kitchen table, go to Fidelity.com. You can use Schwab too, or whatever custodian you want. You can open an account in 5 minutes. That's not an exaggeration, by the way. The exaggeration might be it may take less than 5 minutes, but you can have an IRA in that short of time, and then you can direct the 401k. So this is so critical, as simple as it seems, and I know we've talked about a number of topics already, and we're going to get into more, but I want people to understand, you know, if you have an old 401k out there, just don't let it languish. We lose sight of it. We can forget what the values are. Who are your beneficiaries? Do you know who's on there? You might have put an old beneficiary on there, and you may be disinheriting someone. Again, let's get organized. So that's what I would say with 401ks. We can talk about them in a little more. But interestingly enough, we have information on our website. If you want to go to our library and pull down, there's a 401k report that's available to you. I don't want to get too deep into some of the ideas here, but you can go to alphawealthgroup.com. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. If you have a 401k or any of the things we've talked about, you know, give us a call, or you can go to our website, hit the retirement roadmap button. You can select that and get on my calendar, even if you want to just have a quick phone call, or you want to meet in person, or you want to do a Zoom, whatever it may be, but to kind of talk about these 401k in your plan and how are you, what are your options that are available to you, and maybe what should you do with the 401k? Or just as I said, just give us a call directly. We have someone who will answer the phone. We'll get you set up. We can even customize information for you. It's because everyone's situation is unique. Again, just pick up the phone. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. And, you know, if you want to explore how to optimize your overall plan as well as the 401k, give us a call. A lot of things to look at there with the 401k. And if you're participating in it, keep in mind, contribution levels have changed this year. Right, I think you do 32.5 if you're over 50 or over, and 24.5 if you're under 50. Are you taking advantage? So we can have a whole conversation, Kevin, just on those, because this is the 401k is such a critical part of your overall planning. It's one of the most effective and tax advantage ways, and you can do Roth. By the way, here we are again, Kevin. Roth 401ks. Think about that. Again, we get back to the tax component of it. This is, you know, there's this domino effect we talk about, overlap. Are you doing all of these things? Because it's going to impact your retirement plan, your overall plan down the road.
And we know that the further we get away from our working years, right, trying to track down those 401ks, that can become a lot more cumbersome as well, can it?
You know, it's funny you say track down those. That's right, because sometimes you forget, okay, who is the provider? Sometimes the company. Mm-hmm. I had someone I met with recently, their company was going to be no more. And I said, you know, we got to move that 401k. And so you have to be very aware of that. I had someone come in one time, and this is why when I talk about one of the benefits of scheduling time to come in too is you kind of, I hate to use the term forced, mm-hmm. but it's part of the process. How about if I say it that way?
Right.
You get organized because I say, let's get everything together. You got to check this, check that. We start to just gather up all the information and we start to put a plan in place. Someone one time found an old 401k that had close to 100,000. They forgot about it. I mean, it happens. And so this is why this stuff is so important. You have these dormant things out there. You want to take a look, get these things in place. And if you are participating in a 401k, you know, we're 2 months into the year. Mm-hmm. You know, you have 10 more months to start. Hey, should I increase my contribution? So I get to these limits. I want to get 30,000 into my 401k this year. Well, okay. Are you on track? Oh, I want to start doing Roth contributions. Well, you're doing all pre-tax traditional. Maybe you need to change that. And this is one of the things we uncover when you come in. So if you've got an old 401k or you're still participating in a 401k, the rules have changed. Okay, there's actually what's called supersize your 401k if you're between 60 and 63. You know, do you have an in-service rollover options? For those of you who have company stock in there, there's what's called net unrealized appreciation. We're going too deep. But my point is, what are you doing to the 401ks and how are you optimizing this? It's not a set it and forget it. It just isn't. I know it sometimes feels like that. That's actually, in a way, kind of a good thing about them, because you wake up one morning like, oh my God, how did I get to 200,000 or 300,000? Well, you started with a dollar, mm-hmm. but guess what? This is why this happens.
Christine Benz with Morningstar, uh-huh. and she said they took everything into account and came up with this percentage poll okay. for 2026. All right, so obviously, Tom, mm-hmm. There's more to this. She went on to say that flexible spending strategies might work better than just a straight percentage number for withdrawals. Yeah. So if you could explain what she means, and is this something that maybe you utilize for those listening that are newly into retirement?
I have to say, I get it. You know, this is that getting back to the growing a pile of money and picking at it mentality. Look, you can run the numbers. There's a probability of success. Statistically, you can say, okay, I can, based on an inflation factor, can I pull... We're going to say 4%, not 3.9. Let's keep it simple. I would just round it up.
Yeah.
But can I take 4? That's that old 4% rule we hear it all the time. So can I just take 4% or getting to a number? Hey, if I can get to 2 million, hey, I can do that math. 4% of 2 million, I can pull off 80,000. Well, there's a number of problems with that. I'm not a big fan of this or the flexible spending. Not a big fan of that either. You know, I get it and I appreciate, you know, the effort to say, hey, making people take a look at this stuff. But when you think about it, all these risks that we're dealing with, look, we have longer lifespans. That's just a fact. People are living well into their 80s and 90s. What happens if that 4% thing doesn't work? What happens if the market? Then we have to deal with market risk. What happens if the count is down? Then we have to talk about healthcare costs rising. Then we have to deal with inflation. And all of these things. And, of course, I don't know if we mentioned it in this pod, but we just said taxes. So I'm saying 80,000, okay, but what happens if I have to turn around and give, you know, whether it's in a 20% or whatever, I have to turn around and give another 15, 16,000 back. Well, I'm going to net 65, not 80. So this is why we have to be very cautious. This, I don't want to call it a trap, but we were talking about 401ks, and 401ks are different than having a pension. And a lot of companies have gone away from pensions to provide 401ks because that's an obligation. So we really need to understand. And then one thing that Christine Benz said, which is she works for Morningstar, she's considered, and she is, she's got a lot of great financial information. She provides the analysis here and does that. But one thing she mentioned, which is maybe one of the most, I don't know if it was heartbreaking, if you want to use that word, is we have the most important risk is not enjoying our life, not doing the things we do. We delay enjoyment. And there's been story after story, and we've read some, Kevin, where some people say, they look back and say, wow, why didn't I spend some money? You know why? Because you didn't have the paychecks coming in. Mm-hmm. So we talk about income planning, and we've talked about taxes so far, Kevin, which we spent some time in there getting tax-free. Then imagine getting more of this income tax-free. We've talked about 401ks, which are part of your planning. That can be used to supplement it, but what are we doing to create an income? We have reliable paychecks coming in every week or every month, whatever. We've seen the numbers, and I've said there was a study that was done that showed that, you know, this mentality of spending money in retirement where we have 80%. BlackRock did a study too. I'm going to talk about that. But when you have checks coming in, hitting your bank account, guess what? You're more likely to spend and enjoy it because you know the next month, those paychecks are coming in again. You travel to Europe, those paychecks are in your bank account. Whatever it may be, those worries go away. You have a stress-free life. So that's why we talk about, what are you doing to create an income plan? As I said, we're an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management, but we also help create income plans and try to get as much of it tax-free. So, you know, Social Security, the Social Security claiming strategies, that is an income. Again, I separate income from assets. It's great to grow a pot of money, and we do that, help people with that, and that's very important, and we can use that to supplement. But that's separate from having the income versus the assets. What are your claiming strategies to maximize the Social Security benefit during your life as well as your spouse's? The other piece of that is if you have a pension, you have a pension decision. That is an income, not an asset. That's a paycheck coming in every week. You have a decision to make. Both of those I just talked about, Social Security and pensions, those are irrevocable decisions. Once you turn on the income, you know, you can't go back 10 years later and say, you know, maybe I want to wait and try to. That decision has been made. So you really have to understand, again, that's something we help clients with. We do an entire Social Security analysis. No perfect answer, but you should be looking at, don't listen to your coworker who says, I just take it at 62. No, that's probably not usually the best thing. You're locking into a 30% lower income benefit. So where I would just kind of divert from what Christine Benz is saying, who I respect and has a lot of great information, is let's create an income plan. So I talked about Social Security, I talked about pensions, and I've talked about annuities. You know, if you look at your 401k, there's like this, they're required now to show you what type of income you should expect to be able to take off that. It's not a guarantee. And they've actually started the Secure 2.0 Act said that 401ks can now provide annuities. And guess what the difference is? And BlackRock is one of the companies that offers these. So they did a study. Annuities is part of your planning. And again, all of this information is available on our website if you want to go there, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. There's an income planning packet on there. You can download income strategies, the Social Security decision, maximizing income and retirement, the truth about annuities. There you go. It covers, and the worksheets are on there. But that's in addition to these other pieces. I just had a meeting with a client the other day. Between the two of them, they're going to have roughly $70,000 of Social Security, plus he's going to have a $24,000 pension. So I said to them, right now, isn't this nice? You're going to have over $90,000 of income when you retire. Mm-hmm. Now let's work on getting these other pieces in place. Annuities, again, are an option. That's a way to create your own, what I call, private pension. I'm not here to sell you an annuity. I can. I'm insurance licensed. But that's not what the idea is. It may or may not be right for you. But here's the benefits. The annuity is a guaranteed lifetime. It's not a probability. It's going to do better than the 4% in most cases. And it's going to be, as I said, lifetime. What happens now? Those things I talked about. Living longer than ever, that's not a risk anymore because you get it for the rest of your life. Market risk, doesn't matter if the market's up or down. You get it for the rest of your life. What happens if a spouse passes away? Well, if Social Security goes away, pension may be reduced, but the annuity can be set up where the income keeps coming at the same level. These are not bad things. And so I think you deserve to understand how they work. The study that they showed with this was peace of mind and financial security. 97% of annuity owners said their annuities helped them worry less about running out of money. 93% said annuities helped them reduce anxiety about the stock market. 93% said they ease concerns about day-to-day expenses. That's why I'm talking about these as maybe part of your income plan, separate from the investments. But now, again, one of the comments Christine Benz says is, now we're not maybe going to miss out on those. Maybe we don't miss out on those things in life. Maybe we don't worry about, hey, going out to eat, enjoying some things, maybe spending and splurging with the grandchildren or doing whatever we want to do because we have paychecks coming in. And it's an opportunity. I hope you take advantage of it and just give us a call. As I said, 630-864-6711. No cost, no obligation for a complete retirement plan.
So, Tom, recently we lost another movie and a star of screen legend. Mm-hmm. Comedy legend Catherine O'Hara recently passed away at the age of 71. Won a couple of Emmys for SCTV and Schitt's Creek, and of course she'll always be remembered as the mom from the Home Alone movies. Well, a couple years back, she told Sunday Today that it was after those films she found herself being confronted by a small child. Take a listen to this.
Like a little 8-year-old in a mall.
Are you Kevin's mom?
I said, well, yeah, I played Kevin's mom in a movie, yes.
Why did you leave him?
Sorry, it was in the script. So you left him twice. I know. I'm sorry. Isn't that called abandonment? Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, in real life, O'Hara said she considered being the mother to her own children to really be her true legacy when all is said and done. So, Tom, if someone listening today, really, if their true legacy is their family, let's talk about how you can build that estate plan that protects both your lifestyle along with theirs as well.
Well, you know, that is true. What you just said, it's the most important thing. And I always say with estate planning, we have attorneys that do that, right? I've been doing it for over 20 years. We've made it part integral to our planning. I always say, you know, these documents, that's part of it. And it's the legacy plan too. And it's part of, first of all, those five pillars to the planning. One is the estate and legacy planning. These documents, powers of attorney, medical, financial, living trust, they will either control your assets during your lifetime. Don't forget that. It's not just about what happens after. But they also will control how those assets flow to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. So, you know, we're just all these potential things we need to deal with. And I've said before, again, maybe probably the most important thing you can do for your children is because, you know, unless you tell them what your wishes are, unless you provide these tools, they don't know. And so I'm a stickler for it. When someone becomes a client, if they don't have something in place, first we review what they have. And the second thing is, the other comment is if you don't, you got to do it. It's a non-negotiable. I don't want, because assets can be frozen during your lifetime. Retirement account, certainly, you know, they have to be in your name during your lifetime. If you don't have a power of attorney, your spouse is incapacitated. That's what I mean during your lifetime. That asset's frozen. Medical decisions, life-sustaining treatment. Again, either you're going to make those decisions or someone will make them for you. So I don't want to get off my soapbox, but my point is people need to understand some of these things. The other thing is, in speaking to this was an interesting article. This is going to be the greatest wealth transfer in human history. Mm-hmm. Okay, there was Cirilli Associates did this, and I've heard numbers all over the board, but they're saying there's going to be $84 trillion in wealth is going to be transferred through 2045 from the baby boomer generation. So whatever the numbers, it's big numbers. And so, you know, when we talk about having these documents in place, you know, in the state of Illinois, I want to talk about a couple issues here. In the state of Illinois, if you have $100,000, and I'm speaking from the attorneys said this, you know, in previous conversations, as far as if you have a real property, any land, real estate, or $100,000 of assets, it will be exposed to probate court if you don't have things in place. Or could be exposed. So when you say I have a will, well, a will is for probate. It's not to avoid probate. That's to be read in probate. There's no other use for it. Okay, so that's what it's for. So we want to understand that. The other thing that we need to understand is, you know, we talked about titling and beneficiaries. And by the way, these reports are on our website. I have the six essential documents, bulletproofing your beneficiary, guide to asset titling. Those are reference materials you can look at if you want to just kind of take a look and understand. Even if you have a plan in place, hey, maybe there's some things I'm overlooking. AlphaWealthGroup.com, AlphaWealthGroup.com. You can download those reports. You can go to our Alpha Reports page. Send me an email if you have questions. But that's one part of it. Who are your beneficiaries? How do you have them set up? And then this relates to all the things we've talked about. Kevin, we talked about taxes. We've talked about 401ks. Your 401k has a beneficiary designation. Do you have a power of attorney in case something happens to you so your spouse or a child or a friend or whatever can access that account and on your behalf? But the other part of that, there's a tax component. Here we go. I had a client call me the other day, and I had a meeting with someone earlier, too, on this topic. In the state of Illinois, you have an exemption. If you don't, because he called me and said, hey, you know, I understand, and they have trust because they're my clients, okay, but he said, what's the exemption again between my spouse and I? Because their estate is over the $4 million mark. And so if your estate is above that amount, because somebody says, oh, you don't need a trust. Well, guess what? If you don't have a trust and everything goes to the surviving spouse, it's called an unlimited marital deduction. There's no estate tax. I don't care if your estate's worth $100 million. There's no estate tax at the first death. The problem is you lost your exemption. And so trust preserve the exemption. So we're having this conversation. And I said, you know, this is, you got it. You've got that in your trust. So you'll get $4 million, your spouse will get $4 million, and so you will not, you know, you'll be able to protect up to $8 million to your children, because if you don't do that, it all goes to your wife, your children are gonna get the assets and you're gonna own a bunch of estate tax, and they're gonna say, what do you mean? Dad had $4 million, mom had $4 million. Yeah, but you didn't get anything from dad, you got it all from mom. So you've lost an exemption. So this is so critical, because now we're talking about hundreds, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's separate from the IRA. That's an income tax. So the estate tax. The other problem is he was reading an article called Falling Off a Cliff. What does that mean? That means if you go $1 over the $4 million, they go back and claw in the $4 million. Mm. And there's estate tax exposure to that. So these little things, well, they're not little things, but if we don't address some of these things, not only are we potentially having assets that are frozen, courts getting involved in our disputes, you know, and how things are transferred, all of these problems, besides all the emotional, and it's just horrible. Now we're going to expose our family to taxes. The other, so this is why I say estate taxes. Try to minimize the estate tax. You can also gift assets. We don't need to get into that. There's rules there. The federal estate and the state estate taxes. I mentioned IRAs. IRAs are income taxable. They're also part of your estate. Getting IRAs to the children. Roth IRAs are not income taxable. Now, they're part of your estate. Someone actually, a listener sent me a question in and said, hey, I know Roths are tax-free. Are they also estate tax-free? The answer is no, they're not. Okay. Roths are part of your estate. So again, we have to be conscious of that. It's critical. The other thing is life insurance. Life insurance is part of your estate. You may say, I have a $1 million policy. It's going to my children income tax-free. Yes, it is, but it's not estate tax-free. Again, you're saying, well, I don't get it during my lifetime. No, you don't, but it's still part of your estate. So all of these things that we may have not looked at, and we don't want to be blindsided, all of a sudden, you know, your children are going to have to turn around. They have 9 months to pay the estate tax. These are things that are so, I think, simple, integral, and this is what we do. So hopefully you're getting a sense of how we work as a firm. But I just want people to be aware of understanding, you know, when someone says, oh, you don't need a trust, you have beneficiary designations. Okay, that may be true. It may go to the people you want, but what happens if someone passes away? What happens if a child passes away, God forbid? Does it go to the grandchildren? At what age do they receive it? Does that in your document? So there's all these contingencies of why I still say you want to have a trust and have all these documents in place. Give us a call. Pick up the phone, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Again, you can select the retirement roadmap. You can get on my calendar. We can have a 15, 20-minute conversation if you have questions on this. Also, as I said, download information, get our newsletter. Hey, there's no cost or obligation on any of these things. So you know what? You don't have an excuse.
No doubt about it. 630-864-6711 or alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, we are very quickly running out of time on this weekend's show. And before we do, sir, the floor is once again all yours for the final word.
Well, you know, we dove into a few different topics this week, and that's the way it is. Every week we're going to kind of touch upon some other things. But, you know, whether we talked, as we said, 401ks, we talked about taxes again, income planning, estate planning, and there's many more things. We just can't do it all in 1 hour. That's why we offer the information.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.